Hello. I'm Miriam. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 9th, 2010. I have never spoken before. I hardly ever share at meetings. And you all look really scary. But last night I was telling somebody that when I try to share, I don't sound coherent at all. And I really think I have a point that I'm going to make, and I get halfway through it, and I don't remember what I was going to say. So if none of this makes any sense, I'm really sorry. But I was so angry when Annie asked me. I was like, your poor planning, or somebody else's fault, and I'm put on the spot. And then I was like, but it's not about me. And then she offered to pray in the bathroom with me, and that sounded kind of fun, you know? So I was like, okay. And anyway, yeah, and then I turned to the girl next to me. I'm like, I'm going to be the speaker. I'm going to be a 15-minute speaker. And she was like, yeah, they told me like 5 minutes before I did it. And I was like, I'm not even unique. Like, this happens to other people too. So anyway, what it was like, I was born in 1982 in Iran. And I came when I was 4 during the revolution because the revolution sucked, and like, really did. It was really hard on our family. Like, I can remember the bombings from when I was a baby, like waking up in my crib and hearing the bombs, and like, I swear, I know I was only like 3 years old, but I swear I remember my mom coming home from work and crying because the next day she's gonna have to go like with her hair covered, and she really didn't want to do it. And I had that on my resentments list, like the revolution, and like I had the CIA on my list, and like the 1953 coup that like screwed my country over, and like we'd have like such a better country if you all hadn't come and screwed it up for us. And like my sponsor actually made me see like that was selfish, you know, for me to feel that way. And that was life-changing, to let go of that resentment. But anyway, some of my first memories were, like, kind of traumatic because I was, like, a pretty verbal little girl. Like, I spoke really well for 4 years old, but when I came here and I didn't speak any English, like, I remember in preschool, like, the kids being really mean to me because I didn't speak English, and, like, they didn't understand me. I thought they were just being mean. Like, and I guess I didn't talk for, like, a couple months. Like, I went from talking all the time to just not talking. Like, my parents were like, you just refused to speak. We didn't know if you'd ever speak again. And I guess when I started talking again, I only spoke English, and I had to relearn Farsi, like, years later. But I think that was, like, when my life went from being pretty good, like, as a baby, to just, like, the hell of other people. You know, like, they're, like, I can't control what you think, how you perceive me. I can't control the way you make me feel. That's how it was at age 4, just coming to this country. Anyway, I never thought I'd become an alcoholic. Like, I really thought it was impossible because my uncle was an alcoholic and my dad was an alcoholic, and I really didn't want to be like them. And, like, kind of, like, some barometers, like, some marking points, is that a word, for me, were in the progression of my disease was when I went to thinking, like, well, if I could just drink like my dad, you know, then things would be better. Like, he's got a handle on this, like, you know, I just need to control my drinking like my dad does. And it's like, but wait, I always said I never wanted to be like my dad. I never wanted to drink like my dad. And then I even got to the point of thinking, if I could just drink like my uncle, then I'll be okay. And I was like, I can't believe I'm thinking my uncle's in and out of detox every couple months. Like, I can't, why am I trying to be like him? So it was like an indicator, you know, like a, but those little moments of sanity are brief. So I really didn't start drinking until after college. Like I said, I never thought I'd become an alcoholic. My first drunk, I was 15. And like, for some reason, my parents thought it would be absolutely fine to send me and like my best friend to Paris for the summer to live with her 21-year-old cousin for like 8 weeks. They spent a lot of money for us to go to like the Alliance Française. And like, we went once and never went back. And we told them we went every day. And we had, like, parties, and we made, like, I think we made gin and tonics in the bathtub. Like, I could be exaggerating that in my head, but I think we did. And that was the first time I got drunk. And I've turned into, like, a horrible person instantly. And I've always been told, like, with the first drink, like, I change. People can tell. Like, I remember sitting and looking through my friend's CDs, and she goes, "You had a drink already today, didn't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, why?" And she's like, "You're just different. You're different." I'm like, "I had one drink." She's like, "But you changed. Like, you instantly change." And that was creepy. But true. Anyway, so that night, like, I just was so mean. I was, like, mean to everybody. I was mean to my boyfriend. I was mean to her. I was like, but I thought I was the shit, you know? I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. But it's not like then I started drinking all the time. Like, I really didn't drink a lot in college, and I got through college pretty good. After college, I had a boyfriend who was in a band, and I wanted to go to law school, and so I got but I thought I'll take, like, a year to think about it, so I'll just work at a law firm and, like, then decide what kind of law I want to do and stuff. So during that year was when I really started drinking a lot, and by the end of that year I decided, like, I really don't need to be a lawyer. Like, that doesn't really fit into my lifestyle. Like, I'd really rather have time to just go to all his gigs and, like, oh, so, yeah, during that year I realized, like, how much more confident I felt having, like, if I drank more than just a couple drinks at the bar at his gigs, then I could talk to, like, the people that I wanted to impress and feel just better about myself. But come to find I was embarrassing him, which, like, flabbergasted me. I was like, but I was amazing, you know? What do you mean I embarrassed you? Like, I was the most amazing person there. And he's like, please try to pace yourself with the next person, or please just, like, don't drink before we leave, or just please, like, it's really embarrassing. And, like, let alone all the times that he had to carry me upstairs, or let alone all the, like, times that, you know, I wet the bed. And, yeah, not funny. But, but true. But I, like, really didn't think that it was, like, that I was an alcoholic. And, like, I thought it made sense. And so, anyway, by the end of that year, I thought, like, you know, I never want to be a lawyer because, like, I'm trying to help keep these lawyers, like, accountable, you know, with their shit. They gotta be accountable with a lot of shit when you're a lawyer. And I was like, if I did this, I wouldn't last. Like, I would get in trouble. I'd get my license taken away. Like, it would be a waste of money for me to go to law school. And I had a friend who taught preschool. And, like, at the time, I really thought I wanted a baby. So I started teaching preschool. And I really liked it at first. But, like, by the end of the year, I went from drinking, like, at night to drinking, I don't know how it happened, you know, like, literally I used, like, Jim Morrison lyrics to make it okay for me to drink a beer in the morning before I went to work. Like, and I would, like, somehow I went from something I could almost convince myself with social drinking to always popping a beer open and getting in my car and driving to the preschool I worked at and then hiding, like, 40s in the kids' cubbies, and, like, but it's really bad, you know, because I'm a drunk preschool teacher, and, like, picking up babies all day, and, like, I don't know how in 5 or 6 years of teaching preschool I never had a parent or a boss or anybody ever say, like, let alone smell it on me, because I was drinking beer. Like, I was drinking a lot of beer all day long, you know? And I wasn't really trying to cover it up, like, maybe, like, some gum or something. But it's not like I was making such a huge effort. It just amazes me that nobody ever said anything. But I would always think that they were about to. So I quit a lot of jobs, like, before anybody would have a chance to fire me. And I'd come up with reasons why, like, but I want to teach at a Montessori school. Like, I like their philosophy of teaching better, but really I just wanted to start over with a blank slate, like, because I had just randomly disappeared again, you know, and left, like, a class of 26 3-year-olds wondering, like, what happened to their teacher. and, you know, leaving, like, my coworker alone with those 26 kids. And, you know, really, I was, like, unemployable. I think, like I shouldn't have been working anywhere. And by the end, I was totally unemployable. So then what happened? Oh, so I break up with the boyfriend. He dumps me. And I really, it was a huge surprise to me, but he dumped me. And, like, I was living in New Jersey, so I came home for, like, a weekend to spend the weekend with my mom, which turned into a week, which turned into a couple months, because my aunt was dying. And so I was helping my cousin take care of her, but really it was, like, just totally using the fact that my aunt was dying to get things I wanted and stay at her house and take her things. And meantime, my mom is, like, watching what I'm doing, and she's totally horrified. And she starts talking about, like, treatment, and she wants me to go to an AA meeting, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, no. And at the same time, I meet my next boyfriend who, like, wouldn't... 5 minutes? Are you freaking serious? Okay. All right, so anyway, I end up going to treatment. Because you know, he was in AA, he was like 27 and 10 years sober. I was like, are you serious? Like, you had like 3 months out and then you got sober? Like, I thought he was retarded, but because of him, I went to like my first ever meeting to support him, you know? And like the women there were so amazing to me. Like, once I started going for myself, cause I was like, yeah, I am pretty miserable. Like, let me give this a try. Like, they were so amazing. And, one of them recommended treatment, which was like the first out of 5 treatment centers I went to. I'm not going to have time to get through this. I don't know what to do. I'm having a minor panic attack. Okay. but I didn't get treatment the first time at all. Like, I wrote down in the journal that we were supposed to keep, like, how many beers, how many times a week I would have when I left, like, so that I could have my life together. And that didn't work. It just got worse. Like, everything they say is true. You know, I don't know how I never got a DUI, but that's, like, my one, you know, not yet, I guess. And, like, but my misery kept getting worse and worse, and, like, the soul sickness got worse and worse. And, I was just, like, doing my thing when my mom suggested treatment again. And I don't know what made me say yes, you know. I don't know what makes me say yes today to, like, the directions that I take, but I do. And I think I just was more miserable than I ever thought really humanly possible, like, on a day-to-day basis. And, like, right now I've just had such a shift in perspective, and it's because I have the best sponsor, like, ever. Really, she's the best sponsor ever. If anybody doesn't like their sponsor, she still puts her hand up when people ask if there's any available sponsors. So, like, if you want the best sponsor, I have her. And she's like, she just, the reason she is because she's getting me through the steps. You know, I have like 90 days and I don't feel crazy. Well, I do, but in a way that's really not that bad. And, like, just the shift in perspective has been, like, such a blessing. Like, I read the same big book that I used to read, but I read different words, I could swear. Like, you know, even just the term, like, progress, not perfection. Like, I'm like, yeah, the progress is amazing. I feel it, like, every few hours there's progress. And I feel like I'm in, like, the best of all possible worlds. And I have, like, the best of all possible treatment center. And, like, you know, the best meetings are right here in this town. And you all are, like, the best people I've ever met. And even though you're scary and staring at me. But I'm actually, like, really grateful I got to speak tonight, because I was really scared. And, it, I didn't think I could talk for 15 minutes. And... I hope I talked enough about the solution, because that's where I'm at today, and I'm really grateful for it. So, was that not 5 minutes? Like, now I have no concept of time anymore. Okay, thank you.